With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. Montana Democrats are working on a strategy for the state seat in the House of Representatives, likely becoming vacant soon. Yesterday, multiple news sources reported that President-elect Donald Trump picked Congressman Ryan Zinke to lead Interior. Zinke has not denied those reports. If the Senate confirms Zinke, a special election would be held in Montana within 100 days. The state's political parties would hold nominating conventions to select candidates. Here's Montana Democratic Party Chair Nancy Keenan.
I think this is a real opportunity. You know, 39 days ago, we thought that Montanans had chosen a Republican to serve them in Washington, D.C., and he chose to take another job. And so now this is an opportunity, I think, for Montanans to basically say, do we need a balance in Washington, to balance what's going on with the Trump administration, to have voices that are much more reflective of Montana values?
Keenan says it's too early to say who might run to be the Democrats' candidate should the House seat open up. She says if Zinke does end up as Secretary of Interior, her party will hold him accountable to represent Montana's values. A Billings contractor who has been convicted of defrauding the Chippewa Cree tribe and bribing tribal officials has pleaded not guilty to new charges stemming from the corruption probe. The Billings Gazette reports that Kevin McGovern and his company, CMG Construction, yesterday denied allegations that they conspired to file false claims with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The Greater Yellowstone Coalition says it's cautiously optimistic about Congressman Ryan Zinke running the Department of Interior. Yesterday, multiple news sources reported that President-elect Donald Trump picked Zinke to lead Interior. Zinke has not denied those reports. Scott Christensen is Conservation Director for the Greater Yellowstone Coalition.
Considering the circumstances and what this next administration is likely to look like, this is a decent choice. We have worked with Congressman Zinke fairly well over the last few years, and while we haven't been happy with all the votes or positions he's taken, we have found him to be approachable and in some cases to be supportive of some of the conservation goals that we have.
Christensen says they like Zinke's support for the Land and Water Conservation Fund and his opposition to proposed gold mines on the border of Yellowstone National Park. The coalition has opposed Zinke's positions on logging and energy development. Christensen says conservationists can be counted on to hold any Interior Secretary accountable for environmental policies. Progress is being reported this week on a long-delayed effort to remove a 50-foot-deep pile of smelter waste in the middle of Butte. The state of Montana has signed an agreement with Montana Resources that will allow for the removal of the Parrott tailings behind the Butte Civic Center.
It is nice to kind of have some clarity in this arena.
That's Harley Harris, who leads the State Justice Department's Natural Resource Damage Program. He's talking about a deal to move roughly 350,000 cubic yards of soil polluted by mining to Montana Resources property elsewhere in Butte.
The overburden is going to be either reused on site or else used to construct a cap on another adjacent portion of land that also is part of the historic Parrott smelter. The tailings themselves will be taken by the state contractor and placed uphill and a little bit behind the Montana Resources offices.
One big roadblock remains before the tailings removal project can begin in earnest. Butte Silver Bow County's vehicle maintenance shops sit over about half the site. Attempts to move the shops have been met with local resistance and is still not resolved. A wolf has been shot and killed after a ranch hand spotted it near Montana's capital. The Helena Independent Record reports that the wolf was seen near cattle and believed to be a threat. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Warden Dave Lowen says it's fairly unusual to see a wolf in the Helena Valley region. He says the wolf was reported on Saturday, and FWP was notified Sunday that ranch hand at Flying W Ranch shot the animal after seeing it among the livestock. Lowen says the shooting was completely legal because the predator was a threat to the livestock. He says the ranch was right to call the FWP to immediately report the shooting. FWP took possession of the animal because it was not killed while hunting. Search crews are looking for a man believed to have fallen into the Yellowstone River in Columbus earlier this week. Stillwater County Undersheriff Chip Kemp tells the Stillwater County News that a park caretaker found a bicycle near the river yesterday and reported it to Columbus police. An officer found tracks going down to the water, but not leading back up. Police questioned people in the area, and they reported hearing a yell or scream at about 6 p.m. Monday. Stillwater County Search and Rescue was called out shortly afternoon yesterday. Teams also searched boat ramps at the park. The search was suspended due to darkness last night and resumed today. Temperatures have remained below freezing. Authorities are not releasing the name of the missing man. Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services has received about 1,300 applications for medical marijuana cards. The surge in applications comes after a judge's December 7th ruling that allowed medical marijuana dispensaries to reopen. Health Department spokesman John Ebelt said yesterday the total includes both new applications and forms requesting a change of provider. He tells the Independent Record that about 70% of the applications have been processed. The legislature passed a law in 2011 limiting medical marijuana providers to 3 patients each. After a 5-year court battle, medical marijuana dispensaries were forced to close in August. Voters in November approved an initiative that struck down the provider limit. However, the wording of the initiative said the change would take effect on July 1, 2017. District Judge James Reynolds ruled last week that the ballot initiative would take effect immediately. A federal judge says a Wyoming man is competent to stand trial in the slaying of a couple on Montana's Crow Indian Reservation. Court records show U.S. District Judge Susan Waters determined Jesus Denise Mendoza was competent to stand trial during hearing today. The ruling followed testimony from a U.S. Bureau of Prisons psychologist who examined Mendoza. The results of a mental examination of the defendant were previously sealed by the court. Mendoza is charged with double murder, attempted murder, and other counts in the July 2015 deaths of Jason and Tana Shane near Pryor. Authorities say the couple stopped to help Mendoza when he shot them, killing both and wounding their daughter. His attorneys have said he will rely on an insanity defense if the case goes to trial. The season's first bitter cold spell is gripping the upper Midwest. People in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin were under a wind chill advisory today, as were parts of Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. The National Weather Service says highs range from 20 to 30 degrees below average in the northern U.S. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.